You're listening to Rewire Your Work. I'm your host, Heather Love, and I'm a subconscious mindset coach, a spiritual and integrative life coach, and a certified hypnotist who is obsessed with learning about how the brain works, why we do what we do, how to rewire the subconscious mind, and creating new and fun ways to regulate the nervous system. You're in the right place if you're ready to change your perception of worthiness, find your self-confidence, overcome your fears, step into your truth, and fall madly in love with your life. Welcome to this magical adventure where I'll help you learn the tools you need to rewire your neural pathways and step into your power with radiance and courage. So grab your headphones, get comfy, and let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Rewire Your Worth. I'm so excited to do this episode. It was inspired by the first chapter of the new book by Jamie Kern Lima called Worthy. I honestly almost didn't get this book, not because I didn't think it wouldn't be good. I mean, the podcast is called Rewire Your Worth for a reason, but I honestly have so many unread books on my shelf and on my Kindle and even in my Audible library that I was not even going to glance in the direction of this book until I had gotten through some of my to-be-read list. And I was really good at staying away from this book all through the launch leading up to it. Jamie hosted this giant full day of speakers to launch the book, and it was totally free. And I didn't even go. Not because I didn't think it wouldn't be an amazing lineup, because it was, but it was because I knew that if I attended and watched, that I would want to buy the book. Now, if you've never heard of Jamie Kern Lima, Jamie is the founder of IT Cosmetics. And I was familiar enough with her story to know she's an inspiration. I haven't read her first book, but I'm sure it's good. But when I heard the title of this book, her second book, I knew it was going to be even better than the first one that I hadn't read. So fast forward maybe a week or so after this big launch that she had that seemed like it was being talked about everywhere I turned. And I was in my car running errands and I wanted to listen to a podcast. And you know how sometimes you're just in the mood to be inspired? Well, that was that day for me. I usually lean more heavily towards business podcasts, but I do like the inspirational and spiritual ones as well. And one of my favorite spiritual podcasts is by the person that I would call my very first ever spiritual mentor, and that's Gabby Bernstein. So I just picked an episode, which you probably have guessed who she was interviewing that day. Gabby was interviewing Jamie, who was obviously promoting her new book. The episode had aired weeks before I actually listened to it, but I knew that Jamie had definitely been making the podcast rounds as someone promoting a new book should. So I listened to that episode on a Thursday, and I really don't think I even listened to it for more than maybe 10 or possibly maybe 15 minutes. And I had decided that I needed this book. The topics she was discussing are everything that I've worked through with myself and my clients, and it's what I feel in my soul. So I got home, I checked on Amazon, and the book wasn't going to be delivered until the following week, which, because again, this was a Thursday, so that was not fast enough for me because I needed it right now. So the next day, I was able to track the book down at a local Target where they had two copies left. So I went on Friday and I picked one up. I've mentioned before that I'm always reading several books at once. So I haven't devoured this one as quickly as I wanted to, because now I've probably had it for about 2 weeks now. But that's mostly because I have really been letting the information just seep into me. I have intentionally been reading really slowly so that I can process every single word on the page. And let me just tell you that chapter one is worth the price of admission all by itself. And I recommend the book just for chapter one alone. But if that's not something that you want to do, that's okay, because we are going to talk about my biggest takeaways from chapter one in this episode. As much as I would love to just read the chapter to you, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to extract the things that actually made me stop and say, whoa. So let's get started with identifying the difference between self-worth and self-confidence, which is everything that is talked about in chapter one. If you're anything like me, you've probably used these two terms interchangeably on more than one occasion, if not forever and always. But that stops today, and here's why. Once you understand the difference between them, you will no longer feel like they are the same thing. Self-worth is a deep-rooted internal belief that you're enough and loved and fit in and deserve everything good. Self-confidence is a behavior based on how you think you measure up and compare to your external world. This is huge, you guys. So what this basically means is that if you've been going through life letting your achievements and your accomplishments determine whether or not you are a valuable human being, you've been approaching things all wrong. They are not the same thing. Doing more doesn't make you enough. You already are enough just by being here on this planet. Your resume, the things you talk about that keep you busy, your to-do list, those are all things that can lead to your confidence and ability to do things, but they don't define who you are. So I'm going to read this list to you that Jamie put in the book. It so beautifully shows the difference between worth and confidence. They aren't the same. So here's the list. Self-confidence is what you show on the outside. Self-worth is what you feel on the inside. Self-confidence is based on mastery. Self-worth is based on identity. Self-confidence is what you can do. Self-worth is who you are. Self-confidence is believing you're skilled enough. Self-worth is believing you are enough. Self-confidence fluctuates based on your environment. Self-worth is stable through every environment. Self-confidence is fragile. Self-worth is foundational. Self-confidence is the belief in your abilities as a person. Self-worth is the belief in your value as a person. Self-confidence is saying, I'm striving to earn love. Self-worth is saying, I am love. Self-confidence gives you drive. Self-worth gives you peace. Self-confidence is optional. Self-worth is essential. Self-confidence eventually surrenders. Self-worth ultimately prevails. And lastly, self-worth is your foundation. Self-confidence is the house you build on top of it. Your house will only ever be as secure as the foundation that it's built upon. Again, this is right away in the first chapter of Jamie's book, and it was so eye-opening for me to see it laid out that way. It really made me understand how often I've confused the two concepts. Maybe you can relate. You can't do something So your first thought is, oh, I'm a piece of shit. I'm stupid. I'll never figure this out. You've taken a piece of data about your abilities, which is your self-confidence, and twisted it so that it's about who you are as a person, your self-worth. This approach has wreaked havoc on us and what we believe about ourselves. So it's time to change that. I don't know about you, but that line of thinking that I've always had hasn't made me feel better. It's only made me go further down the hole of feeling shitty. I think today is as good of a day as any to stop identifying self-confidence and self-worth as the same thing. I don't think I've ever been so clear in the difference of these two until I read this chapter of the book. I pretty much spent the first 43 years of my life focused on all the external stuff, like how much I had achieved, how many goals I accomplished, how engaged my followers were on social media, if I could lose the weight and keep it off, how many awards I got, and other things like that. Weight was a huge one for me. I was so proud of myself when I lost 50 pounds, and life was great. But then, when I put the weight back on, it was immediately about the internal. Ultimately, that feeling of not being good enough. In this example, not being good enough to keep the weight off. I think the point about self-worth being the foundation of your house, your self, is crucial. If you think about an actual house, and if the foundation is all shoddy and crumbly and falling down, it doesn't matter how great things look that you build on top of it. It might hold in place for a bit, but eventually it's going to fall. You can temporarily have self-confidence without having self-worth, but it will eventually catch up to you. And it will probably feel a bit like leading a double life. On the outside, you have it all, you're accomplished, people look at you and wish that they had what you have. But on the inside, you go home every night and nitpick everything that you think is wrong with you, and you're exhausted from spending another day not showing up as your authentic self. In the book, Jamie talks about the person that shows up in the room in the place of the real you is your representative. And she's like a chameleon and changes based on the room she's in, whether at work or at her kid's school or at home. And this is a quote from the book that I love. Jamie says, "Every time you show up inauthentically or as your representative or as the person that you think will make other people happy, you tell yourself that you're unworthy as your true self." Let that sink in for a second. Every time you change yourself to be who you think others want you to be, or to make them happy or more comfortable, you are sending a message to yourself that you aren't good enough as you are. Confidence without worthiness looks a lot like you getting tons of approval and appreciation from the outside, but feeling unfulfilled on the inside. It looks like success to others, but feels like failure to you. This is where you'll notice that you finally get that thing that you've been striving for, whether that's the job, losing the weight, getting the guy, buying the house, whatever that is for you, and then still feeling like it's not enough. It might make you happy for a day or a month or a year, but eventually those old feelings come back because you haven't really looked at the self-worth part, where true self-love and fulfillment comes from. The goal, the thing, is a band-aid, but it doesn't get to the root of what's beneath the surface. When I think about all the things that I've done wrong with raising my kids, the one thing that I wish I could go back and change is to not be so focused on their achievements when they were little. Because what I was unknowingly doing was telling them that by getting good grades, they were even more lovable. This isn't true, of course, but looking back now, I can see that by me focusing on their grades, it sent a message that if they got good grades, then they would make me happy and then I would praise them. When the reality is that now that I've gone through a giant transformation in my life, I don't give a shit about grades. Yes, I want them to try and put in an effort when they're at school. But whether they come home with straight A's or all F's, it doesn't define who they are. I'd rather they focus on being a good, kind, and compassionate human than memorize the table of elements that they'll never use another day in their lives after graduation. Their achievements don't determine how much I love them. And your achievements shouldn't determine how much you love yourself. Another point I noted in the book is how people spend so much time working on self-confidence instead of the foundation of self-worth. Again, this is because most people think these things are one and the same. And after this episode, you'll no longer be one of them. So you're welcome for that. But no matter how much money you make, how many friends you have, how many houses or cars you buy, or vacations you take, you will always take you with you. People have this idea that if they build up their skills, abilities, and talents, that it will somehow make them feel more fulfilled. But if you genuinely believe that you're unattractive, or you're not a good mom, or that you never keep your word to yourself, there is no amount of learning or reading or taking classes that will change that. You have to go deeper. You have to get to the foundation. I would bet that most of you listening to this episode are like me and have gone through most of your lives feeling like if you could just meet your goals or fit into that cute little dress you bought or work out 5 days a week or get the promotion at work or read the books or fill in the blank, that then you would finally be good enough. But those things are all related to self-confidence, not self-worth. And self-confidence is a wonderful thing to have, but by itself, it will never lead you to true fulfillment. This is another quote from the book that I love. She says, "Cultivating true self-worth is one of the most generous pursuits for not only your own fulfillment in life, but for your capacity to show love to others." How many of us have thought that by loving ourselves that we're being selfish? And then we experience guilt thinking about how we should focus on something else. But let me tell you something. I mentioned about being able to go back and change how much I focused on achievements with my kids. The one thing I have definitely been doing right over the last few years is loving myself. And do you know why that's important? Because by me showing myself love and compassion, I'm teaching my daughters how to do that for themselves too. And when they are struggling with that, they feel more willing to come talk to me about it so we can work through it together. Those who go through life without self-love are more likely to have addictions, to be in unhealthy or toxic relationships, to self-sabotage, to be codependent, and to people please. And I've been there. I thought if I just loved others enough that it would fill a void within me. But I had to learn to fill that cup up for myself first. And once I did that, it changed everything. I no longer sacrificed my own values and desires in order to try to make others happy. I no longer believed that if I could just make them happy, that it would somehow make me happy too. And that's where the work comes in. Now that you understand the difference between self-worth and self-confidence, you can begin the process of detaching them so that your skills and abilities don't define who you are as a person. So, for your homework, I would love for you to make two lists. One list is everything that you can think of that you can do. And then the other list is everything that you are. This is going to be the first step in the healing process for you and really separating out that being compassionate has nothing to do with how much money you make or that your generosity has nothing to do with the number on the scale. And then as you go through your days, notice where you've got those subconscious beliefs creeping in that need some reprogramming. Instead of thinking you're stupid because you can't figure out how to do something, realize that you're really a smart person and maybe you just need it explained in a different way or you need to come at it from a different angle. Once you have a strong foundation, all the to-dos will feel much less overwhelming. That is what I have for you today, my friends. These were some of my favorite takeaways from the first chapter of Jamie Kern Lima's new book, Worthy. I hope you found something that made you stop and think today. That's one of the reasons that I read so much is because I never like to believe that my thoughts are the only way to see things. And I love hearing new and different perspectives and ideas. And these concepts about self-worth and self-confidence really made me see things in a new way. And I hope it did the same for you. If you loved this episode, share it with a friend or send me a DM on Instagram and let me know your favorite part. Until next time, thank you for listening. I love you so much. And remember that you're worthy of living the life of your dreams.